honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is away today. Andrea, I want to say hello and we miss you. I'm so glad to be joined now by Dr. Lori Shemek. We're going to be talking about getting ourselves spring ready. Hi, Dr. Shemek. Welcome back. Or Dr. Lori, what do you prefer?
Hello. Lori is just fine. Thank you for having me, Lisa. It's great to be back.
Oh, it's yes, Lori, we always have great conversations. So you are the best-selling author of Fire Up Your Fat Burn. Let's talk about how to get this fired up. It's a time of year where people are shedding clothes, getting out, and they want to look pretty snazzy. So how
getting
do we get
ready,
there?
Right? Yes, the very first thing we have to know is that weight gain is the core cause of low-level inflammation, okay? So that means that we have fat cells, they have a life of their own, really. They just spew out these inflammatory molecules, and what happens is this slows our metabolism, and we put on weight, putting out more of these inflammatory molecules, and thus it becomes this vicious cycle. So what can we do to stop this, to reverse it? Well, we want to tamp down on that inflammation. We want to reverse it. So the first thing I like people to do is to really get rid of all the toxic foods in their house. You know, we have those, in our car, in our nightstand, in our freezer, you know, that chunky monkey sitting in there, in our refrigerator, in our pantry. All of this food, be a detective, go through, look at all of the sugar and the refined flours, white flour. Get rid of all the junk in your house. Throw it out. Kick it to the curb. The next thing I'd like people to do is to really understand that there is a balance in terms of the intake of omega-3 fats and omega-6 fats. We need to achieve a balance because what's happening right now in our nation is that we have an imbalance. People are ingesting more omega-6 fats, and that comes in the form of, for example, corn oil, corn products, a lot of processed food in virtually every processed food. So very important to add in healthy fats that contain this type of, omega-3 fats, such as salmon. Wild salmon is really good. Walnuts are really, really effective in terms of balancing this out. Anywhere you can, you know, add an omega-3 egg or grass-fed beef, anything you can do to any meal is going to really help create some balance in there.
Yeah, I completely agree. I love the grass-fed beef and a nice yam and a big salad and, you know, maybe some avocado or some kind of healthy mm-hmm. fat. For people who are vegans or vegetarians, would you recommend a flaxseed oil?
I would. Flaxseed is going to be their second best choice. There's a omega-3 supplement. It's an algae-derived DHA supplement. And that is highly effective for them. The thing about flax oil is that it has to convert from an ALA, which is too much information, to an omega-3 fat. And so a lot of the omega-3 then is not as dense or as available, if you will, as you would if you were to directly take, for example, salmon, which is, you know, the component, the important omega-3 fat is available to your body right then and there. So once you do that, and once you understand that this imbalance of this lack, rather, of omega-3 fats is creating this low-level inflammation, you know, creating these sick fat cells, if you will, then you're on the right track, okay? So then the next thing you want to do is to really, and I know everyone's heard this a lot, to really get rid of the sugar in your diet, because sugar sets you up for not only an addiction, but also for highly inflamed body, in fact, especially high fructose corn syrup. And we've
you know what's interesting?
Lisa.
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing more and more that agave is not all it's cracked up to be, and that it's incredibly high in fructose. And I've heard some people say it's just as bad as high fructose corn syrup.
Absolutely right. And, you know, the problem with fructose, excessive fructose intake, is that it's it has to be processed by the liver, as opposed to regular sugar, for example. So they're both bad, but high fructose corn syrup is worse, okay? So if, you know, you're going to take your poison, take the white sugar as opposed to the high fructose corn syrup. But kick both of them to the curb. Don't have them in your life. Don't have them around. And replace them with healthier fats, with more protein to balance that blood sugar. You want to reduce the excess carbohydrate intake, even if it's healthy, because it all bumps up that insulin. And when that insulin is triggered excessively, that means that our bodies are storing fat. That's its role. Its role is to store energy, and energy is fat. So it likes to keep it there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, kicking sugar to the curb can be tricky, but it can be done. Mm-hmm. One thing that I'm into, I love stevia. And, you know, sometimes it's a little bitter. I've also been reading that if you're going to bake and you want to have something sweet, if you use brown rice syrup, it is primarily glucose, so it's easier for the body to utilize. Is that correct?
That's true, right. Brown rice syrup is, again, you don't really want it in your diet, but you're right. If you absolutely want to bake or have to bake for some reason, go to that. But even better, try xylitol. It's spelled with an X, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. And they have non-GMO varieties of it because it's a corn-derived product. But xylitol is measured exactly the same way as sugar is, and it doesn't have that funky taste to it. A lot of people don't know about it, but I recommend it highly.
Oh, I love xylitol, and my daughter loves it as well. I also tend to chew gum when I do chew gum that has xylitol, because they say it's actually good for your teeth as well.
Right, yes, I know, that's exactly right. So it's really a good product. It balances your blood sugar, like much the same way stevia does. And so if you're a soda drinker, get rid of the sodas. Opt instead for a stevia-based soda. Because you're helping to balance your blood sugar when you do that. Sodas are even diet soda, artificial sweeteners, not what we're talking about, but things like in the blue, yellow, and pink packets tend to create an addiction to the actual diet soda itself, and it sets the brain up for more sugar. And so all of these tips are really what we're trying to do is to stop that low-level inflammation so that you can actually shrink your fat cells, stop the inflammatory molecules from spewing out, and start losing weight.
And, of course, getting up and moving our bodies is so important.
Absolutely. Very important to do that because, you know, our bodies are meant to move. We are meant to move. Have you ever sat down for a lengthy period of time and just felt terrible? That is an indication, you know, how important it is for us to actually move our muscles, to actually use our muscles. And so if you can do it consistently, there are different forms of exercise, but like you said, just simply moving your body is important.
It really is.
Yes.
Dr. Lori Shemek, tell us how we can learn more about you.
Well, you can go to my website, drlorishemek.com, and there's a plethora of information there to get you started on a healthy lifestyle, one that will also help you lose weight if you choose to. Also, you can find my best-selling book, Fire Up Your Fat Burn, there, and also on Amazon.
Terrific. Dr. Lori, thank you so much. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.